Welcome back to the Sip, Create, Repeat podcast. I'm excited to talk to you today about, speaking to your customers and having clarity with the way that you speak to them or clients, however you refer to them. For this episode, we're going to say customers. So sit back, enjoy. It'll only be a few minutes long, and I look forward to chatting. Okay, welcome everyone. So I just got out of a client meeting and I'm driving right now, so I apologize if you hear background noise, but this is something that really we see a lot of in our business and kind of in marketing whenever we work with business owners in general. This typically fades a little more towards the small business owner or the sole proprietor, single owned company. A lot of times the business owners, you know, they're not going to have marketing budgets. They're not going to have anything like that, or at least to hire like a full marketing staff. They might have the ability to hire a marketing team to help them with stuff. They don't have a full staff that they have on hand at all times. So what they struggle with 9 times out of 10 is they struggle with being too technical when they talk to their customers. I do the exact same thing. I am guilty of this through and through. I get a little bit too nerdy and a little bit too technical. Which is why I'm thankful to have a team of people that remind me of that and allow me to keep my focus centered on the client's pain points. So with that, think about your customers, think about who they are, what they do, what their habits are, and how can you connect with them against their pain point, right? So how can you better serve your client and maybe convert them into being a customer? My apologies. I said I was going to stick to customer, and here I am. How can you better serve your customer and get them to want to work with you, to build that trust that they are going to be in good hands by working with you? So the biggest thing we can say is think about how they go about their day. There's a good chance they don't go about their day being really technical, right? So this particular client does custom golf cart work. And when I asked him to explain the difference between the golf cart that costs $16,000 and the golf cart that costs $10,000, his answer was really technical. He got into the suspension and the charging and, you know, a lot of the really, really over the top stuff that people are just going to tune out to. Then I kept pushing him to challenge him on how to speak and how to get down to like the relatable differences. And as soon as he did that, all of a sudden he realized that the pain points that everyone has with these particular golf carts are solved by buying this better golf cart, right? So think about that in your business. What are the pain points that people have for your, you know, and why are they coming to you? And then think about the easy ways that you can describe the difference between working with you, buying your product, or buying your more premium product compared to a cheaper product. So continue to think about that. And I challenge you to push yourself to have better communications with your customers and make sure that what you are doing is not talking to them over technical and talking to them based on the pain points that they have. I think you'll find that you close a lot more deals and that you actually get a lot more people that are interested in working with your business at least. So that's all I have for today. It was something that was really, really, pressing on me after I got out of that meeting, because it's something that we deal with all the time. So I just challenge you to do that. And I look forward to hearing your guys' success with that. And if you like this episode, if you found this useful, tag us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Duo Cleveland, D-U-O, C-L-E-V-E-L-A-N-D, Duo Cleveland. And I we'd love to see that. We would love to know that, people are finding value in the things that we're talking about. So with that being said, I will talk to you guys next time, and we'll see you soon.